Torah Way, Northwest London, Thursday, 12th of October, 2023. Chov Zayin Tishri, Tovshi and Pei Dalet, Rav Sholem Duna Shlita, New Beginnings. On the poster with an extra letter E on the end. I don't know if there's any significance.
There's no significance
to that. That's
a mistake.
This week's Torah Way Shiurim have been sponsored. Lizchus. Refuas, Refuah Moshe ben Devoro, they should be zeicha to Refuah Shlema, Besoch Shal Choli Yisrael Lomei.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
In these trying times, I think I'd like to talk about the power that we hold, even in Chutz Loretz, to make a difference to the happenings to Klal Yisrael. I'm going to make a doggish out of the fact that the way we think and the way that we relate and consider the events around the world have an impact to the outcome, absolutely. To do this, I'd like to summarize what I'm going to talk about in order that if anyone loses me, they know where we're holding in the shiur and where they can concentrate again. I'm just going to quote Medrash Rabbah and ask a few questions on the Medrash and answer it from three different places in the Torah, and then through that to paint a yesod that perhaps we can take with us. The Medrash Rabbah in this week's Parsha says as follows. Amr of Acha, B'shar sheba HaKadosh Baruch Hu livrois es ha'odom, nimlach b'mlach yashores. Amr ahem, nase odom. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create man, he went to the Malach Yashores, the angels, and he said to them, should I create man? Amr Ullah, they said to him, odom ze mativoy. What does this man, what's his nature, what can he do? Amr ahem, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Malachim, Chachmasoy merubim shalachem. His chachma, his wisdom is greater than yours. Hevi lefneim es habehema ves achai ves oif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought before the malachim a behema, chai, and oif, different animals. Amar lahem, he said to the malachim, ze mashmoy, what? Name the animal if you will. B'loi hayu yoidim, but they didn't know how to name him, name them. Havirin lefnei adam, then he brought them in front of man, these animals in front of man. Amar lo, he said to him, ze mashmoy, what's the name of these animals? Omar said of the Rishon, Ze Shor, Ze Chamor, Ze Sus, Ze Gomel. He named them accordingly. Va'atom Hashimcha, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu to man, to Adam, what's your name? Omar Lo, he said, Ani Noi Lekroi Adam, Shnev Reisi Min Adama. It's befitting to call me Adam because I'm created from the earth. Va'ani Mashmi, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's my name? Omar Lo, Lecha Noi Lekroi Adna, Sha'ata Adoin Lechol Riyasecha. It's ro and befitting to call you the Shem Yudke Vovke, because you're the master of all creation. The Rabbeinu Bachaya explains that what was Adam Rishon doing when he named all these animals? He named them, he says that by, I'll quote it inside, he says, Kib Ha'adam Hevim Bechachmosu V'sichloi Teva Kola Behema. Man understood, through looking at these animals, he understood their nature and their characteristics. And he explains the Moshe by Aryeh. He says, Hiki b'chachmosoi teva ha'aryeh. He understood the teva of the lion. Shu giboy godoil v'melech shebechayos. It's the strongest and the greatest and the king of all the animals. And therefore, says Rabbein Bechayah, he called him Aryeh, because Aryeh is Miloshen. He has an Aleph, which is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a Hey and a Yud, which is also from the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Reish is b'chinas Ruach, that he had a Ruach. And therefore, he felt it was befitting to call the lion an Aryeh, because he had all these characteristics. He was a godly animal, if you will. The king and the god of the animals. And he says the same thing by Chamor. A Chamor is Mechomrius. It's the most pesty, the sock of a covet. It's a heavy one. It's a nidriger one. It's a lowly animal, and it's made to carry tfuah. And therefore, the Lashon of Chamor is Lashon Choymer, says the Rabbeinu Bechayah. And then he goes on, he explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Be'in Tishal, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name come from? It says Yud Kei. The words Yud and Hey, if you spell them out, Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalet, and Hey is Hey Aleph, which together is Gematria 26, which is Gematria Yud Kei Vav Kei. Adam Rishon was calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu by his name Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's how the Rabbeinu Bechayah explains this Medrash. I would like to ask four questions on the Medrash. Firstly, in what way is man wiser than angels? Man is wiser than Malachim because he knows how to name animals. Why is that such a massive wisdom? We know the Malachim, the Gemaras talk about them, what the Malachim are doing upstairs all the time. They're being mitzarev tzirufim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name and doing massive tikkunim, kifi'a wa ma'isim. They're doing big things upstairs. And man is considered greater than angels because man is able to name animals. Well, what is that wisdom? That because of that, we should HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create man. Question one. So why is man greater than angels because of this chokmah? Question two. Why is that wisdom, whatever it is, we'll discuss it, why is that a reason to create man? So let's say there is a great chokmah in naming animals. Why is that a reason to create man? That's the whole tachlis, that man can name animals. Now it's kedai to create man. Question two. Question three, what's the significance of the fact that man can name himself? Perhaps there's a chokmah that, you know, I can also pick a name for myself. You can call me Shalom. I don't know, what's the great chokmah that man can name himself too? And question four, what does it even mean that man named HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu predated, you can't even say the word predated, he was there long before Adam Rishon was there. And Adam Rishon is the man who chooses God's name. Well, what does that even mean? To explain the Medrash, I'm going to quote different parts of the Torah, different instances that perhaps will help us. The Ramban in this week's Parsha, on this Medrash really, he explains that the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to find an Ezer Kenegdo for Adam Rishon. So before he started, he first brought all the animals to Adam Rishon to name them. And then when he named all the animals, Adam Rishon couldn't find an Ezer Kenegdo. He couldn't find anything befitting. And then Abish to put him to sleep. And we know the rest of the story that he created Chava. So the Ramban comes to explain, he comes to Bavorn, another Shitta in the Rishonim, that Adam Rishon was just choosing names to be mavchim between the different species. If you called all animals animal, then you wouldn't know which one's a dog and which one's a lion. So Adam Rishon was just coming and giving names, so you should know that one's a lion, that one's a snake. He was just giving names so he can be makir between the different species. The Ramban says otherwise. He says, and I'll quote, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu hevi kol chayis asod v'chol hoif ha-shamayim lefnei Adam, v'hu hikir tiva makor lehem shem. It's Adam Rishon, like we've said, he understood the teva of each animal and named them accordingly. Kloima Hashem haro lehem l'kifi tivoyheim. And then he says, "Uveshemos nispai haroi liyos eiz lachaveiro." Through these names, he was able to choose and understand which one was ro to marry which one. The names themselves were able, for some reason, we're going to explain, were able to. Adam Rishon through that was able to choose which one was a bashet for the other, which one was ro for the other. And he goes on to explain that. It wasn't just an Indian that Adam Rishon was able to look through the animals and find which one would be ro and matim for him to marry. Kibativam nivro, for they were created with their own tevas already. So it didn't make sense. We know that man isn't befitting to marry an animal. We know that they already have their teva. And if you're asking me, no shadchan will tell you that man is ro for an animal. We know that that's not ro. So what was he doing? Ramban explains, well, Adam Rishon to have seen one of these animals and felt that it was befitting for him to marry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misakin tivoy elav kasha osav etzala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have changed the teva of that animal and made it befitting and ro for Adam Rishon to marry this animal. And he wouldn't have had to create this new binyan chodosh of chava. He could have just made one of these animals change their teva and made it ro and befitting for Adam Rishon. So he explains the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kol asher yikra loy ha'adam nefesh chaya hu shemoy." He says, "Kloima hu yihye shemoy." She'akadosh baruch hu yikayim hashem ha'hu. He explains that Adam Rishon wasn't just naming animals; he had the koyach to define the teva of these animals forevermore. When he chose the name Aryeh, he wasn't only seeing the teva of the animal of the Aryeh. He was saying that this animal should be the god and the godol and the giboy and the melech of all chayas forevermore. He was able to be magdir the teva. Through his relation to the Teva, through him naming this Teva, he was able to harness the Teva and be magdir it forevermore. So first Makor that we see that man is able to interact and get involved and reflect on the Teva around him, and through doing so, be able to affect it mamish and absolutely and change it. Makor number one. The second Makor I'd like to bring is that the Ramban in Parshas Bamidbar. Moshe Rabbeinu was asked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to count Klal Yisrael. And the Ramban asks the question, he says, "Lo yavi noisi tam ha-mitzvah ha-zois, lo matziva ba HaKadosh Baruch Hu." I don't understand, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu to count Klal Yisrael? Ki ho yitzorch shi yischasku l'shivteyem ba'abo ad golem. He understands that there was need for them to know where they came from, which shevet each yid came from, because they were going to set up in the golem, they were going to go through the midbar Some stood in on the right hand side, each with their shevet, so we have to know where they came from. But why the number? Why did we need to know how many Klal Yisrael had? And he explains, he gives two terutzim, and in the second terutz he says, Ki haba lifnei Av ha-Navim ve'ochiv kodesh Hashem. Someone who came before Av ha-Navim, he's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, the father of prophets, and his brother Kodesh Hashem, the holy one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hu noida aleim b'shmoy, and he is known to them with his name, Yeloi b'dov ha-Azez chus v'chayim. This would be some sort of merit and a chus v'chayim, a life force for the person being counted. Ki ba b'soid ha-Om, for he is coming b'soid ha-Om, I'm going to leave that like that, Ubiksav b'nei Yisrael, and he's going to have a ksav, but he's part of b'nei Yisrael. V'zechus rabim b'misporim, and now he's counted part of the rabbim. V'chein l'kulam, z'chus b'mispor, sh'yimnu lifnei Moshe v'Aaron. And it will be a merit for them that Moshe and Aaron will count them. Why? Ki yusimu aleim einom l'toiva, because Moshe and Aaron will now have them be'einom l'toiva, with an ayin toiva. And yivakshu aleim rachamim, Hashem lekeh v'yisichim, yoysav aleichim kochem. Through Moshe and Aaron having or counting Klal Yisrael, counting them, when they would come before Moshe and Aaron, and they would have a little star, a little paper that said that I am so-and-so, the son of so-and-so from such and such a place. Through that, Moshe and Aaron would see them and have them as a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Klal Yisrael, and that would change their fortune forevermore. Again, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, by Klal Yisrael coming before them, and just being counted as one of Klal Yisrael, that would change their fortunes be'etzem. It wasn't just to know the number. It was by being counted as part of the number of Klal Yisrael, your fortune, your zchus v'chayim, you'd be counted for toiva. You'd have einam l'toiva about Klal Yisrael. You'd be changed be'etzem. Another point where we see that Klal Yisrael, by Moshe and Aaron relating to what was going on around them, by counting the same yid as a part of Hashem's Klal Yisrael, that changed this yid and made his fortunes better. Just a commercial break. This is one of the makoris. We know that by Chassid Rebbes, the minig is that you write a kvittel. You write where you come from, your name, your father's name, and your kid's name, and however it is. And you write where you come from, and you give it to the Rebbe, and you give a pigeon. You give a pigeon to the Gabba. One of the makoris is this Ramban. The Ramban says that they wrote it, B'chav B'nei Yisrael, they wrote it down, and it came to be counted from the Kedosh Hashem. And he says, and the Shkolim was a kofer nashay seim. One of the makoris for the Indian of giving kvittel to Rebbe is this Ramban. Just a small double noisif. Okay, so that's the second makar. The third makar I'd like to bring out is a Mishnah in Ovis. Bilam Arasha. The Mishnah in Ovis, Perek Hei, Mishnah Yutes, says the following. He says, Kol mi sheyesh boi shlesh dvarim halalu, humi tamidov shel Avram Avinu. Anyone who has these three milas is from the Beis HaTam, it's from the school of Avram Avinu. And the different three things. Who mitamid shel Bilam Arasha? He's from the school of thought. He's one of the tamidim of Bilam. And I'm just going to skip to the three of Bilam Arasha. He says tamid shel Bilam Arasha. What were the three mainstays? The three yesodos of Bilam Arasha's, the foundations of Bilam Arasha. He says ayin ra, v'ruach gevoya v'nefesh rechava. An ayin ra is like an evil eye. Ruach gevoya is perhaps a haughty spirit. V'nefesh rechava. Perhaps something to the same effect of a nefesh rechava, a bloated ego. And the Baal Tanura explains, what does it mean, ayin ra? He says, Bilam Arasha, we find a Bilam Ashikon ayin ra, shahoya yoideya, because Bilam Arasha knew, shahoya ra be'enei amokon. He knew that the Eirishta viewed him ra. I'm going to explain that further with another Mishnah. Mishnah Perik Basin of this, Mishnah Yud Gimel says, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, ayin ra, v'yeitz the hara, v'sinas habriyas, moitzinas ha'odam in ha'olam. These three terrible traits of Ayin Ra and the Yetzirah, the evil inclination of Sinas Habriyas and hatred to mankind, is Moed Sinas Adam Min Ha'olam. It takes one out. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, what is Ayin Hara? He explains, I'm going to just paraphrase, HaChoymed Mikol Asher Re'eu, someone who covets that which his friend has, Avir Olam Min HaMachshava, that Machshava that you're having in your head, and Avir, some sort of air, comes out of that Machshava, The soref es advarim sha'ayin bohem be'inav hara. That machshava that you're having, that thought process, is moilid, gives birth to a avir, some sort of bad spirit, if you will, on air. And that spirit itself goes over to your friend's things and ruins them. It's makalkalit. That ayin ra, it's not just because you want it, there's some sort of hocus pocus going on, that it affects spiritually your friend's thing. It's more than just, that is what's going on, but it's more bepoyal, you see it. There's an avir coming out of that machshava and goes and ruins. Bilam Rosh's koyach wasn't that he had some sort of lachash, some sort of incantation, that he would give a spell or a curse onto his friend's things. That was also his koyach. But his koyach was he had an eye in horror. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu viewed him badly and he knew that. He knew that he had the koyach to harness that and to be moiled it and send it to other people. He would look at other people and through that, be mazik them. Again, we see that mankind has a koyach. In his consideration of other people and in his relation to other people, just viewing them badly, has a koyach to go out there and to ruin and to make a difference and to absolutely change what's going on. Okay, once we've already reached this point, I think we can already start to perhaps answer some of the horrors we've had. We asked, in what way is man wiser that he's able to name the angels? Big whoop, great news. Man can name animals, and angels can't. Why is that a big thing? The reason is because it's not just that he's able to name the animals. That's not what's going on over here. Man is able to interact with creation and change it, lemaisa, without even doing anything. All he has to do is see it or think about it, and he's already making a difference with poyal. Man naming animals, avada, he's making a difference. He's harnessing that animal, and he's able to change the teva of that animal forever. The way man relates to the animal is able to change what the animals how the animal will react and behave. So of course, that's something which is bigger than angels. Angels can't do that. They can just relate to what's already there and be metapel with what's already there through the tzivoy, through the commandments of Hashem. They can go and do his shlichus, but they can't change anything. They are just stagnated where they are. They don't do any. They don't change. They can just act with what's already there. Man is able to change. And we ask, why is that a reason? Why is that a wisdom to create man because of? And I think the answer is obvious. Because if the world would just stagnate and was how it was and there was no man to harness it, then it would never come to its tikkun. It's only because man is able to harness and able to get involved, even through his relation to it, and just seeing it or thinking about it better, he's able to change it. That's why it's kedai to create man. Because now man can bring world to its tikkun. Stanislaw, on the same point, we asked, what's the significance of man being able to name himself? And it's the same point that Anaf Yosef on the side of the Medrash explains that the significance of man naming himself was that despite that he's from the Adama, despite the fact that he's an Adam who is only from the earth, and he's an earthly being, he's got a Ruach, he's Adama with Ruach. And that Ruach, despite the fact that he's an Adama, he's able to interact and change and do a godly Maisa, and to do some sort of Bria and change what's around him and get involved. Before I answer what the significance was of what it means that man can name HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once we're on this point, I'd just like to demonstrate more how our thoughts and our relation to the world have a power to change it. The Zerishin, perhaps less well known, whose name is the Tzioini, HaTzioini was his name, and he says by I thought perhaps quoting the Tzioini is a bit apropos to the current events. He quotes by Bilam HaRosha. He says, "Vayar mishom kitzei ha'om," that Bilam HaRosha stood high and saw on a plain. He saw the whole of Klal Yisrael where they were encamped, and he says, "Mikan tovin ad heichen magia koyach machshava v'hiro." He says, "From here you should know, and we can see how far the koyach of machshava and hiro, the koyach of thoughts and ideas that one brings into his head, what difference they make im letovim lera." And he goes through, like we've explained, he explains Ayin Hara like we had, that all Bilam Rosh was doing was looking and seeing it badly, and that affected Klal Yisrael Mamish. I just want to bring out one thing that we haven't seen. He says that he brings a story that Alexander the Great was once going with his legions, with all his army, and they came to a block in the road where he said that there was these beasts who you couldn't fight with the beasts, because all the beasts had to do in order to be mazik was look at you and you would die. So Alexander the Great was stuck. He was just losing legions. He didn't know how to continue. And he came with a brilliant idea. He's not going to take his shield anymore and his sword to come and fight with these beasts. Instead of a shield, he carried a mirror. A mirror and a sword. And he came towards the beasts as such. And through that, the beasts gazed upon themselves in the mirror and died. And he continued through. The koyach of your eyes making a difference isn't mystery. It's not something esoteric. It's a koyach in the teva and the bria. Punt Baruch Hashem. We don't really know where this animal lives, and I haven't met him recently. But it's something which is in the teva mamish. It's not something which is a hocus pocus thing. There's something that it was in the teva mamish. And he also brings down another story, but we all know this one about Moshim Bar Yochai, he came out of the cave, and all he had to do was mistakel on people, and they turned into a pile of bones, and they turned into, on the second, he looked at them and he felt that what they were doing was incorrect, and ala makom, they turned into a pile of bones. How we relate, even without Maisa, even just by looking or thinking, to the world can make a difference, be'etzem. So we've seen that we have the power to change the world, but you may ask me, I'm talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, Avien, Vim, Lo Yomad K'Moshe, Bilam HaRosha, again, a man who was on the Ramah of Moshe, someone who had massive amounts of power, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he wrote the Zoya. Odom Rishon, a colossal neshama. We're talking about people far beyond the regular you and me. How do we know that we can make this difference? I'd like to demonstrate how we can. The Gaon in Mishlei, on the Pasuk, Kamayim upon him, Kein Lev Ha'odom La'odom explains. Rashi over there explains, the Pasuk translates, that just like a face, when it's reflected on the water, can see the face that it's looking at, so too the Lev Ha'odom relates to another Lev Ha'odom. Rashi over there explains that when you think badly about your friend, and he sees you acting in a bad way towards him, he'll act badly towards you too. The Gaon says otherwise. He says that Kamoy Ha'mayim, Shemarim Pnei Ha'odom, Kamoy Mareyu La'mayim, if your face is crooked, or you have some sort of thing coming out the side of your head, the water will show that that's the case and have a complete and absolute reflection. So too is the Lev HaOdom, which he explains. Im liboy toiv la'oisei odom, hu gam kein toiv imoy, av she'in yodua liboy shel odom. Even if your friend doesn't know that you think he's a great guy, or chas v'sholom fakert, automatically there's something there which will make him feel the same way towards you. And that's just by thinking about it. That makes a difference. The Ochus Chaim, the Rosh, says the same thing. He says, Al techsik kaschim chavercho yomecho, don't be angry with your friend at all, not even a day. V'tichin alafon l'vakish menu mechila koidam, and you should be humble yourself to go and ask him mechila. The Derech Yeshor explains, why should you do that? He explains, D'miyad sha'odam nichna, Oz kamayim ponim al ponim. The second you feel humbled, then your friend notices that, and he says that he will be yagish b'achna yisachal. He'll be feeling your humbleness, and he's going to run v'yakish mimcha mechila. Even before you come to him, the second you have that hero inside you, and you feel that, ach, I shouldn't have wronged him, on the second he feels the same thing, and he's going to come and ask you mechila before you get to him. Again, we see just thinking correctly, that can make a difference, be'etzem. How? How does that work? That sounds pretty hocus pocus to me. I don't know what any of you guys are thinking. So I'd like to demonstrate and with this we'll finish, the Talmud Devorah. The Talmud Devorah says a fascinating insight. He says, Hine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnaigim Yisrael b'derech zu. Oyim, ma'as of Yisrael. What can I do to call Yisrael? Heim kroivai. She'ei bosor yesh li imoim. I share flesh with them. She'heim bas zug l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are one. We are married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm paraphrasing. He's unable to be soivel to, can't think of how to translate that in a second. He can't be soivel our pain. Because we are one with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says the Talmud Devorah, the Heilige Ramak. Kach ha'odom im chaveiro. So too is man with his friend. Kol Yisrael heim she'ei basar elu im elu. We are all she'ei basar. We are all part of one being. We all come from one big neshama. Yesh b'zeh chelik zeh u'b'zeh chelik zeh. And he explains that's the reason for Kol Yisrael arevim zeh lo zeh. Mnish mamish yesh b'chol echad chelik echad mechaveroi. We are mamish one. Im kein, heim sheh zeh in zeh. Lukach ro l'odom li yoyis chifetz b'tavas shechaveroi. Ve'enei toival toivis chaveroi. It's ro and it's befitting for us to want only the best for our friend. Because you're not wanting for your friend the best. You're wanting for yourself the best. Uchvoyde yechav v'olav kishloi. Sharei hu mamish. You are your friend mamish. I'd like to demonstrate this with a story. I never had the schus of learning in Sunderland Yeshiva. But the Mashkiach of Sunderland Yeshiva, Rav Moshe Salomon, he should be well. He used to give a shir on Talmud Devorah. And my friend, Yehuda Zev Klein, he was at the shir. And he told me over a story that Rav Moshe Salomon said. He told me that Rav Moshe Salomon was teaching them in this Talmud Devorah. And he said that it's interesting that they're learning this now, he said, because just recently he couldn't sleep. Every night for a full week he just couldn't sleep. And he said he doesn't, Baruch Hashem, suffer from any sleep apnea or of the sorts. And he can sleep very well, Baruch Hashem. It's not one of his things. And And he just couldn't sleep. He couldn't understand it. He said a few days later, he met a good friend of his. Someone who really he's very close to, who he hadn't spoken to in a while. And he said, so what's going on? And he said, Moshe, you know, I'm just meeting you now. Baruch Hashem, it's all over. I can't tell you what my week was last week. It was gefährlich. I couldn't sleep the whole week. And I had tzoros in Parnassus, and I had tzoros in at home, and there's things going on. And it's mamish gefährlich. And Moshe said, his heart was put to rest. He said, he understood now. It's obvious. He said, the reason why we're unable to feel each other, the reason why this time of the word doesn't ring true and doesn't sound, why we all aren't jumping at this, is because our egos and our self, our bloated selves, are unable to feel our friends because we feel that there's Yenom and he should do well. But I feel about myself more than I feel about someone else. Well, the second that ego is no longer there, the second that you're tucker one with your friend, then it's obvious that you'll be able to feel him. Ramosha Salman said that, of course I can feel my friend. I'm telling you, there's nothing that I want more for him than for myself than I want for him. I want him to be as good as I want myself. We've lived life together and there's nothing more. I have no ego towards him. Perhaps something we can do to affect what's going on nowadays. Perhaps there's something we can help Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. If we just take away that ego and we just reflect upon the just in our machshava, we can have an absolute effect if we are able to take away our zich and to pour our hearts out to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Perhaps that, just reflecting and just looking at them, the Toiva, and just hoping for the best and stop fear-mongering about all the terrible things that are going on, because there is terrible things going on. If we could just look the Toiva, I think that will have an absolute effect. And now just to end off, we asked one more question on the Medrash Rabbah, that what does it mean that Adam Rishon was able to name HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So just to end off, the Shlach HaKadosh, he talks about this five, he brings down five scholars for someone who's trying to be Chozeh B'Tshuva, five things that you can do. Very interesting five scholars he brings. And the last one he brings, he says, is his Hisbodadut, is meditation. Why is meditation a good school for someone who's trying to Tshuva? He explains, man should take himself aside to Melech, to Kael Melech Yochid, Ilois Kol Ilois, Sibis Kol Sibois, take himself aside. And then he says, Kamayim Ponim Alponim. Once you've taken yourself aside and all you're thinking about is the Kodesh Baruch Hu and how much you want to get close to him and how sorry you are for what you've done. And then Kamayim Ponim Alponim. Ki Kasha Hu Yovo Losim Ponim El Alekov. When you go to decide to turn to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kain Hu Yisporach Yosim Elov V'yakdav Yidavkoi. That when you go aside and you turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's just you and him, and I'm sorry, Abishta, it's just me and you now, and I'm sorry for what I've done, just a little bit of meditation about the things that you've done, and how you want to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavyochul, Kamayim Ponim Alponim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same thing with us, and he comes closer to us. Perhaps we can answer the Medrash Rabbah as such, that the significance of Adam Rishon naming HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yudke Vovke, was he saying that, Abishta, you're the Abishta, but I'm going to tell you, for me, your name is Yudke Vovke, your name is the name of Rachman, Me'ala Teva. A name which transcends and goes far beyond anything I know. And I'm just being misdabbed to that. We should all be zeichet to only hear good news. Thank you very much for coming and thank you for listening. Ich bin auch hier, weil ich mit so schnell mache, da war ich auf jeden Fall.